Every time I mention the simulation out in public, if I mention it, I notice people get kind of quiet. That we're in a simulation, and when they get quiet, they're like, it's like the program had to shut down and reset. Because if you think about it, the simulation is trying to trick you that it's real, right? And so when you start talking about how it's a simulation, all the tricks that they're playing, and they don't even know they're being controlled, but all the tricks that they're playing shuts them down. All their moving their hands and their words and their conversation and their actions and moving their body and going here and playing all these games, then they realize you see that it's a simulation. They change. They get quiet and they don't know what to do because you've reset the program. Just by talking about it, it shuts the zombies down. And about 8 years ago, maybe, I had a sister in Christ. We were talking on the phone, and she was saying, why is it when you speak the word, the narcissist or the unsaved shut down? Because the word is tied to the absolute mind of Christ. And everything down here in 3D, everybody's running on a program unless they have the mind of Christ. So when you start talking about the simulation or you start speaking the word, because the entrance of thy word brings light, because they're all in darkness because they're running on a program. It's an AI program. It's a 3D book. There's like a book. And so when you start speaking the truth, the eternal truth, the mind of Christ outside of time, outside of space, eternal truth, outside the simulation, they shut down. They don't even know what to say anymore. They really just like, they're like dumbfounded. It's like, it's crazy. I saw it happen just now. I was at the restaurant. I mentioned that this place is a simulation. And everybody was just started, because, you know, you had the noise in the background. Everybody's talking and having a good old time. And you say something about it's a simulation. And even the people who didn't hear me say it, they just went into zombie. They just kind of went into like, it's like the simulation had to reset because there's somebody who can see. There's somebody in the building who can see. So everybody just like, the whole thing just like reset because it's a show. It's not even real. It's a show. It's just a repeat. And so the whole thing reset. The whole thing reset. And so you could be sitting at a table and you can actually prove it. And you could say, look, I can prove we're in the simulation right here. I can just look out the window. Look at the patterns. Look at the table. Look at the floor. Look at the ceiling. Look at the windows. Look at your hands. Look at everything around you. There's a pattern. And if it's a pattern, it's a construct. If it's a construct, it's a simulation. And the purpose of the construct is to, the outside never changes. It's just a repeat patterns. What's changing on the inside, moving you back to source code, which is source, which is God, which is Jesus, who holds it all together, the mind of Christ. So when you start talking about the simulation, either people are like, their ears are like, they stand up and their ears, they start listening, or they shut down and they go into zombie mode. Just like if you speak the word to a lost person, they either get mad and fight you, or they just shut down because you spoke eternal truth into time. And when you speak eternal truth into time, what happens? You break time. You're outside of time. So the time game, the time cube, the 666 time cube has to shut down. It's ridiculous. It's insanity. I watched it. I saw it happen. They just turned into like, it's like the whole thing was like, what do we do now? And they didn't even, the ones that didn't even hear me did it. Things just shifted. The whole reality shifted. The whole scene, that's why it's called a scene, is a scenario. The whole scenario, the scene to see in, shifted. In plain view, you shut it, it got shut down. They couldn't play the show anymore. The demon program that controls everybody, the demon program, the world, the flesh, the pride of life, it couldn't control you it couldn't deceive you, and it had to shut down. This is real, people. So I sit there and I watched it, and I thought, man, how was I able to see this? Because it's, most people could never see it their whole life. And so what I did was, I sit there and I thought about it. I thought, how did I see this? And I said, well, okay, the only way I was able to see past the see the simulation is cut off all noise, cut off everything, cut off everything. I mean everything. Everybody, everything, every situation. And I spent all that time decoding the colors, the shapes, the symbols, the words, the letters, the phonics, the etymology. I just decoded everything I could, so to get back to source. And it's really easy. And I sit there, and I was sitting at that counter. I want to document this, because I was sitting at that counter and I was watching them all. They just turned in like, they were like all robots. I could see it. And I thought, why? Why am I able to see this? And they don't even know they're a robot. And I thought, okay, so all these pieces, I said, why are they all talking about foolishness? Why are they talking about Disney World and TV and this? Why are they all talking about stuff that don't really matter, this temporary? And I thought, oh, they're the pieces that God is using other pieces to stimulate them to seek the higher truth. So I thought, well, this is God's love for these people who are just pieces of the pie who are being cut back in. So the reason they're talking about stupid stuff, Disneyland, vacations, what else were they talking about? All kinds of stupid stuff. I thought, why does that matter? It's just temporary. Why even waste your time? And I thought, they're trying to get attention from people. They're trying to be seen. They're wanting to communicate. They're wanting to get some kind of identity. So I thought, well, what are they doing? They're going from here to here to here, this place. They're running from place to place to find their identity. They're trying to get their identity. And I thought, okay, so their identity is only in Christ. And I thought, so I compare what I've been through in the last few months or whatever, 6 months, or I try to compare what I'm learning, what I'm observing in the 3D simulation with what I've experienced. So when you see the code, you step out of 3D, right? When you spend all your time studying the code and studying the simulation, you're able to step out of 3D, as long as you have to disconnect from this place for a long time to see it, I think. So I disconnected from this place. I had to function and pay my bills, but I was pretty much disconnected because I was studying the code. So I was watching the simulation, and I didn't know it was a simulation at the time. I knew something was up. But I was watching the simulation as I was decoding, and I started seeing the patterns and all. And when you first wake up to it, you see the blood of Jesus everywhere, and you really have compassion on people. So you step out of time, actually. When you see the eternal truths, you're outside of time. Everything's a repeat. It's all a worship service. So anyway, recently I've had an experience, kind of dropped back down into time, rubbing shoulders with somebody you care about, and then it's like you get dropped back down into time, and you say, oh, uh-huh. So you can have... So I kind of dropped back down into time, rubbing shoulders with somebody you cared about, or you tried to pull out of time in 3D. And then that thing was severed really fast. And it's like, oh, the reason I was able to drop back down in time for just a small season is to remind me, this is what I was thinking at the restaurant, is to remind me to have compassion on these people who are just robots. So I was sitting at the restaurant thinking, oh, so I see these people running around like robots. And you could, if you're outside of time and you're looking at these people who are just full of the world, the flesh, probably life, they're just robots, you could just separate yourself so much you wouldn't have compassion. So I realized a recent experience was to show me to how to have compassion or love for the people that are still stuck in 3D, because you get to a point where you think, these people are stupid. They care about stuff. They care about the outside when it's all the inside. And it's like, I was getting to the point where, I don't want to say I had a hard heart, but I was getting to the point where these are just AI robots. I mean, you know, they can't really see anything. And so then that experience I had recently, the reason we're dropped down in 3D time is to teach us the love of Christ, who he went to the cross and died for all mankind, who was born in sin, born in the AI flesh mind. And so the AI flesh mind is ridiculous. It's not even real. All the fears and all the worries and all the doubts and all the junk, it's not even real. And so when you step outside of it and you see it and you can actually watch it in yourself, it's just a program. Let's say something happens to your car or something right now and you get all bent out of shape. It's just an AI program. The solution's already there before the problem appeared. You just don't know it. And so after enough cycles, you know it. But every problem has a solution, because the solution was already there at the Lamb slain before the foundation world. So there's your deja vu. Every time you go through something, it's already happened. Because everything already happened in the mind of Christ. You can't think outside of God. So my point is, the reason God allowed me to drop down in time for a season is to have compassion on the people. And that's part of the mind of Christ. To see people as just an AI flesh robot, and they're going through the birthing process, to have compassion on them, to reach your hand down and try to help them get to the next level. That's what it's about. I was thinking this today. If you get in the elevator, so you go in the elevator. I got this truck following me for some reason. Let's see what they're doing. This truck is following me. So you get in the elevator, and you go in a box, right? The elevator's a box, right? And so you go in the elevator, and you elevate to the next story, the next level. So you elevate up to the next level. And so what is the elevator? It's a box that bursts you to the next level, the next story. Story, the level. So you change stories, you change levels, you move to a new understanding, new perspective, a new level in the mind of Christ. So you, E is spirit, elevate, levitate, right? Elevate, levitate, eight, the letter eight, eternal. So you look at life from the eternal, you eat and drink of that eternal life. And so you start to elevate your mind and you move to the next level of dealing with people, loving the AI robots, the flesh, the world flesh. You love these people where they're at, even though you know what they're doing is they're just in a repeat cycle. It's not even real. The things that they're dealing with, they're actually hurting they're doing it to themselves. They're actually destroying themselves. The flesh mind always destroys itself. So my point is, every lesson that you learn in the simulation, everything that you see is another level to understand the mind of Christ, so you can love your enemy, love your neighbor, love your wife as Christ loved church. You can love these flesh creatures where they're at, knowing that what they're dealing with is not even real. But the reality that they're dealing with, the simulation that they're dealing with, is a turning machine, a cutting machine, to birth them to the next state. And so this is where you take it higher to the next level. You become a kings and priests and prophets. And they say, well, how did you know the stock market was going to crash? Or how did you know because everything's a sine wave, up and down, up and down. How did you know it was going to get cold next week? How did you know that the hurricane. How did you know? Because it's a repeat. How did they know the virus going? Well, 1918, they had a virus. The cycles repeat every 100 years, every 10 years, every year, every week, every month, every day, every hour. There's different cycles in the simulation, and it just repeats. How did you know Russia was going to attack somebody? Because they always do. It's in the Bible. It's in Revelation. Long story short, China's attacking, but they're doing it through other means. You know? Russia, China, all these people who are trying to attack America, they were actually attacking the elect, the Jewish. They hate your freedom. Trying to take away your freedom. It's always that battle. But you see in Revelation, but there was some nation that rose up to protect the Jews. And so the USA's here to protect the Jewish nation for now. That's why it's here. It's a fact. So they can attack us all day long, and we need to defend ourselves. But they can only destroy us from within. That's the problem. They're trying to destroy us from within. We're here to, the USA's here to protect the elect, not just the Jews, but the elect saints, period. Because if you're in Abraham by faith, you're a child of Abraham by faith. So you are the elect children of Abraham. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So the elect saints are protected and free. And other nations and around the world are free who have believers. They're free because they're the elect. If the elect saints were not here, there would be just total draconian dictatorship all over the world. The only reason there's freedom in any country is because of the grace of God. But most people in the simulation, they don't really understand the reason they're not free is because they don't want the responsibility. To be free, you got to take responsibility, but they don't want the responsibility. They want somebody to do it for them. And so that's the AI flesh mind of laziness. That's the AI flesh mind, and they want somebody else to do it for them. But you can't do it for them. You surely can't save anybody. You can't become Jesus for somebody. But now that I've said all this, let me give you a summation. Since the severing of that situation that I was telling you about, I'm back in the 5D mind more and more. It's just like you can't escape it. So when I was sitting at the restaurant, I was able to get back to where I used to be, where I could just actually see it's just a program. And so you see it's a spiritual program. It's not a computer program. It's spiritual. Man makes the computer program because they're in a spiritual program. So the spiritual program, I actually can see these people. They're just pieces looking for their identity. And I kind of felt sorry. I had compassion on them. I felt sorry for them because I sit there and I think, why are they talking about this stupid stuff that don't even matter? Because they're trying to find their identity. And so you can have compassion on people because they don't have their identity in Christ. They're trying to get their identity in stuff, drinking, drugs, sex, movies, travel. They're trying to get their identity in traveling and weightlifting and education and politics and division, the red versus blue. They're trying to get their identity in something down here, something on the outside that's really temporary. Instead of getting their identity in Christ, which is internal, which is eternal, and internal and eternal. So their identities, that you kind of feel sorry for them because they really, it's just like that movie, the Blue Shirt Guy movie. I forget the name of the movie, but it's a guy with the blue shirt. And so just type in Blue Shirt Guy movie. I forget the name. Something Guy. I can't remember the name of the movie, but it's just like that, but it's a spiritual matrix. It's a spiritual program. And so they don't even know that they're in a 3D book. And they just, if you're going to be judged by a book, that means you're in a book. when the books are open because you were in a book. But when you step into the mind of Christ, you're spiritual. See, those in the book are under law. What is law? Codex. What is codex? A book. You're in a book. If you're judged by a book, that means you're in a 3D book because you're going to be judged by things done in the body. And so you're in a book. It's a simulation. It's not real. The outside's going to burn up. The inside's forever. The wood, hay, and stubble is going to burn up, but your inner man's renewed day by day. It's forever. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not real. I know when somebody dies in your family or somebody you love or there's separation, it feels real, but it's not. It's all to push you higher, to get your identity in Christ and Christ alone, faith alone. And you can't depend on a human. A human, they might die. So let's say two people get married and they say, I finally found somebody I could depend on and love. And all. What if they get in a car wreck tomorrow and they're gone? They die. Where's your trust then? Then you go try to find another one. Then that one dies. You go try to find another one. Your only confidence is God. The human, whether they want to or not, it doesn't matter. They will let you down. So put no confidence in mankind or chariots or horses or the arm of the flesh. Put your confidence in God. That's the purpose of simulation, to show you that you can't depend on this place. It's not even real. And the first time people say, what do you mean it's not real? You don't care about nothing? I didn't say that. Yeah, it's real in the sense that you use it for your benefit and to benefit others. But you're trying to wake people up. Not to worship 3D, not to have all your identity in 3D. It's not even real. It's to teach you object lessons outside of 3D. That's what's happening, people. And so when you can break free from all the attachments down here, you can start to see it's like people say, I want to watch a movie. You're in the movie. I want to go to Disney World. You're in Disney World. I want to go to sleep so I can dream. You're in a dream. It's happening all around. You are the movie. You are the star. I want to go to the stars. Those stars point to you. You're the star. S-T, air, joint airs. A-R is E-R, which is air. S-T is the snake on the cross. A-R is E-R in the etymology. The etymology, is, and that's E-H-E-I-R, the joint airs. You are the stars of the movie. The watchers are watching you right now. They're seeing if you can break free, and then they'll send tests. You'll be sent tests. God will allow you to be tested. Not tempted, but tested. So if you drop back down into the simulation, once you see there's a simulation, it won't last for long because you can't go backwards. You can't. Once you see past it, how are you going to go back to it? Even if the devil tests you or tempts you or whatever, God can test you, but the devil tempts you. Even if the devil tempts you and you fall in back into the simulated pattern, it's not even real. It's a cycle. You'll escape it. There's no way. There's no way to be stuck in it once you see past it. It's kind of like when you know the truth will set you free. Once you see past it, you might go enjoy it for a season and get back out. But it wasn't real. It's not real. It's not real. And everybody around you, why are they doing the drugs and the drinking and the running the streets and doing here and the bars and the parties and all this? Why are they doing all this stuff? They're trying to get their identity. You can have compassion on them because all they're trying to do is get some kind of identity. And let's say some woman marries some man to get her identity. And then about 6 months later, she's bored. She still doesn't have her identity. Because her identity is only in Christ, so then she's going to start cheating, or she's going to go here and traveling or whatever. So she has no identity in Christ, so she's going to start cheating. Same with the man. The man marries a woman who's stable, has her identity, but he doesn't have an identity. He's going to start cheating or traveling or doing. It's all an identity crisis. Addiction is ADDI. When you take the word AD is toward, DI is divided mind. So addiction, you change the DI to ID, and you have your identity, and the addiction drops off because the words are the hologram. So when you change the word addiction to ADID, the rest of it's gone. You've destroyed that word, and you break your addiction. It's all an identity crisis that these AI flesh mind robots are doing. And I'm not being mean, because we all started out that way, but we're all moving towards the mind of Christ. I'm not trying to be mean at all. I'm just telling you the truth, and the truth will set you free.